Now, News Talk 1360 and chapelboro.com present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care. The host of Caring Connections, Nicole Bruno, is author and founder of Guiding Lights Support Center and Community Outreach Coordinator for Homewatch Caregivers. Nicole specializes in social work and healthcare administration, and now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on 1360 WCHL. Today, we will be discussing caregiver burnout, an ever-growing topic as our population is aging at an unprecedented rate. Joining us today is Patrick Toll, geriatric social worker and founder of Caregiver Stress Management Cruises. I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Patrick has a master's degree in social work from our very own UNC Chapel Hill and has been working with family and professional caregivers for over 25 years. Patrick co-authored the book Pressure Points, Alzheimer's and Anger, and was a contributor to the book You Are One of Us, Successful Clergy Church Connections to Alzheimer's Families. Thank you for joining us, Patrick.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Nicole.
Patrick was so kind to give us some top things that people may not know about the topic of caregiver burnout today, and I'm going to highlight a few of those. The first is that family caregivers work the equivalent of two full-time jobs. Unlike other full-time jobs, there are no employer or time card statements that remind us that they have 5 days of paid vacation left this year, and I remember that as a family caregiver myself. Yes, you never do take a break, do you? Taking time out for our own personal respite care must be self-directed, and not taking time out can be stressful and can lead to caregiver burnout. Most people think that they don't have the time to take the time, do they, Patrick?
No, they don't.
Talk to us a little bit about caregiver burnout. I personally was a family caregiver for my grandfather, and while caring for my own children and my husband and a puppy, and I just know that I definitely felt stressed, but I don't know if I really was burnt out. Could you talk to me a little bit about the difference between caregiver burnout and stress?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Essentially, burnout is a state of mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion, and it's usually caused by excessive and prolonged periods of stress. Most of us have days when we feel overloaded and unappreciated, really. But if you feel like this all the time, then you may be flirting with burnout.
So what's the difference then? So what would make you feel like you were burnt out?
Well, stressed people, and everyone experiences stress in their life, whether or not you're a caregiver. Stressed people are usually able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. But someone basically who has caregiver burnout shows signs of disengagement with everything around them, detachment, and often forms of depression. Basically, there doesn't seem to be any light anywhere, and there doesn't seem to be an end to the tunnel at all.
So what would you describe disengagement as? Give us a real-world example.
With regard to caregivers, I'll give you an example of a family member that I've been working with. Her parents both have Alzheimer's, and they live in Florida. And they call every single evening at the same time. And she always answers, and she has a script in front of her so that she sort of knows what to say to them so that they feel calmed and feel affirmed in the call and the reason for calling. Lately, however, she's let the answer machine pick up the calls. She doesn't want to talk. She doesn't want to think about what's going on in that caregiving situation.
So she's avoiding.
Yes.
Would another example be maybe if you were part of a social club and you're not participating in that anymore?
Sure.
Or would that be a good example?
Sure. That's another example. Many people who are caregivers have at least one or two things that they look forward to every single week, whether it's playing bridge with friends, or maybe it's going to the senior center for a meal, or if you're a younger caregiver, maybe it's doing something with a Mother's Morning Out group or some other group at a church or local synagogue. And quite often when you feel disengaged with, you know, and feel burned out, you stop participating in those activities entirely.
So being a caregiver is rather isolating, you would say.
Quite often it can be, because we all feel kind of like we have to do everything. We have to be the be-all, end-all.
I remember when I was caregiving for my grandfather, in the end, you know, it seemed like an eternity. It was about 8 months. But I remember just even getting someone to come to my home so that I could go out and participate in something seemed to be nearly impossible. Even my closest friends and family didn't really want to take on that role. So I can imagine it's really hard for a caregiver to be able to get out and do things.
It's really difficult, Nicole, and it's really difficult for us to ask for help. Many of us are just really, we may be good at work and asking for help with a project that we're working on, but when it comes to caring for a loved one, we really feel like that's our responsibility and we have to do that ourselves. And the truth is, it's not. It's the same as any other job, and I like to think of it that way. We all need help. Whether it's at work in the workplace or as a caregiver at home, it's the same type of job and the same type of burnout exists.
How would you describe the difference of being a caregiver, you know, taking care of a loved one, perhaps an older adult, versus being just a mom taking care of a child? I mean, certainly you feel stressed when you're a mom. How is that different?
Well, in some ways it may not be different. However, it's quite often a parent. So it's a person that, you know, has cared for you. And so the roles have now reversed and you have a new job and it's a new job and all the rules are totally different. So that may be the big difference that we see.
Okay. So it's kind of taking on that almost parental role.
That's right.
For a parent, which is hard.
It is very hard.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit about some of the symptoms of caregiver burnout.
So some of the symptoms or maybe the differences between stress and recognizing stress and then when it becomes burnout is, you know, quite often when we're stressed, we, for instance, for example, will overreact. Mm-hmm. So let's say mom has Alzheimer's and she asks me 10 times a day what time it is. Well, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm stressed, at some point I may be so tired of that question being asked that I overreact and snap. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I'm burned out, my emotions are basically blunted and I may not even respond at all.
Wow.
Because I'm so tired of listening to that same question that I just can't answer it again. Quite often with stress, we may have periods of loss of energy, whereas in burnout, again, we have sort of a loss of motivation. We really have no motivation to do anything.
Okay, Patrick, hold that thought. We're going to be right back in a few moments. I'm here today with Patrick Toll, owner of Caregiver Cruises, and we're talking about caregiver burnout on 1360 WCHL. We'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. We are here today with Patrick Toll on 1360 WCHL, and we are talking about caregiver burnout. Patrick, you were just talking to us about some of the signs and symptoms of caregiver burnout, to include having emotions, feeling somewhat blunted and almost not having a reaction at all, where otherwise maybe if you were just stressed as a caregiver, you might overreact. Talk to us a little bit more about some of the other signs and symptoms of caregiver
Sure.
burnout.
Well, I was thinking of another example of another family that we've been working with recently, I think I mentioned or you mentioned that we coordinate caregiver stress management cruises, and we ask that we send everyone a journal before the cruise, and ask them to record the times and dates when they feel stressed and the mood that they're feeling at the time. How they feel later on, the symptoms that they feel afterwards as a result, and the fundamental cause of the stress. And then afterwards, we'll talk to family members with their permission to sort of ask them to help look for those signs of stress or burnout. And one of the examples of one of the journals that came back was that one of the women that we were working with said that for the probably period of about 10 days, every single day, the first entry was bad day, bad day, bad day.
That's so sad.
That's a real big warning sign that every single day seems like a bad day, that they're headed for burnout. another entry talked about being exhausted all the time and just feeling like no one appreciated anything that they did. Mm. And so that's another sign that we look for. The difference, again, between caregiver stress and burnout is that you just feel like you're helpless, no one appreciates you, and that there's just no light at the end of the tunnel.
In doing some preparations for the show today, I actually went to a website called caring.com, and I saw that there was a quiz on there saying, are you heading for caregiver burnout? And I think, you know, a lot of these things you're talking about, you know, how often do you get a good night's sleep of 7 hours or more? How often do you keep up with leisure activities that you've enjoyed before caregiving? How often do you feel irritable or lose your temper with others? How often do you feel happy? That's a perfect example, a woman saying, bad day, bad day, bad day. How often do you find it difficult to concentrate? I think this is, you know, a great way to really look and see if you do have those warning signs.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, oftentimes there's several long-distance caregivers and then one local loved one or family member who lives nearby, and they tend to be taking care of that person and being the primary caregiver. And so we like to talk to the extended family, and sometimes we even do that on a conference call after the cruise. We do mm-hmm. conference calls quite often. But we'll talk to the family about making sure that they send flowers or do something to thank that person for being that primary caregiver, because it really is. You really do have to think of it like a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And the difference, again, would be that, you know, if you have a job and you're working, there's a human resources department. There's a time clock that you may punch. There's some ways where you're recognized for the work that you're doing, whether it's a bonus or something else. And we can do that, provide those same things for caregivers as mm-hmm. family members of a loved one with Alzheimer's or somebody perhaps who's under hospice care who has cancer and is terminally ill. You know, there are ways that we can thank that primary caregiver, even if we're a long distance away, just with some flowers or just with a phone call or a card saying thank you. And that really means a lot to people. And you'd be surprised how stress levels can go down just by something like a simple act of kindness like that.
That's a great way to look at it, you know. And my experience as a geriatric social worker as well, I've always noticed that the caregiving always seems to fall on one. Even if you have 12 family members, you know, surrounding that one person, it always seems to be one person's the lead and one person's always the one that's responsible for the caregiving. And I know a lot of times, you know, as a caregiver, they feel resentful in the support groups that I facilitate in the area. They're just, you know, they're just so upset that their other family members don't understand that the toll that it takes. Can you talk to us a little bit about that and maybe some coping mechanisms that a family might be able to utilize?
Sure. And basically, I think, well, there are lots of things that you can do. I'll give you some examples. But essentially, you really need to create your own stress reduction techniques that work for you, because mm-hmm. everybody's different. But you can start the day with a relaxing ritual. And I know that, you know, some people feel like they just can't leave the house. They have to be there with that person. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they have difficulty with ambulation or activities of daily living, and they just feel like they can't be away. But while that person is taking a nap or before they get up in the morning, if you can do some sort of meditative exercise, just listen to soft music. There are mindful tapes and CDs that you can listen to on specific topics about stress reduction mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. You know, or if you belong to a church or synagogue or a Unitarian fellowship, mm-hmm. if you have some sort of group that you can relate to, perhaps they have a meditative mm-hmm. tape or CD that you enjoy. And great. Doing that on a daily basis, even if it's just for 5 minutes, really helps a lot. Adopting healthy eating habits is another thing that you can do. Everyone's different, but, you know, if there are foods that you can eat that are less stressful or stress can reduce stress. So in other words, if you have 5 or 6 cups of coffee in the morning,
probably not a good idea as a caregiver.
Yeah, unless it's decaffeinated, you might want to think about your sugar intake and caffeine intake, in particular in the mornings. You know, even if you think you need that just to get started, maybe just reduce it just a little bit to see if maybe that reduces your stress level. You can set boundaries, and sometimes that means setting boundaries with the person you're you're caring for, the care receiver. And other times it can be with, you know, other family members and loved ones. You just need a little bit of time for yourself at some time during the day. And then ask for help.
That was me. I was not good at doing that.
we have homework. I used to facilitate a support group many years ago. I was an executive director at one time of an Alzheimer's daycare center. And we gave our support group members homework. And their homework each week before the next meeting was to ask someone for help. Because it's so hard for some of us to do that. But it's becoming easier. There's so many caregiver resources, not only in North Carolina, but nationally now. North Carolina is one of the third largest senior immigration states in the U.S., so we really do have a lot of wonderful resources right here in this area.
I actually read a statistic recently that said that North Carolina has surpassed Florida even as a retirement destination. And I also found some other interesting information I'm sure you're aware of, that more than 65 million people, that's 29% of the U.S. population, provide care for a chronically ill or disabled aged family member or friend during any given year. And they can spend an average of 20 hours a week providing that care to a loved one. That's in addition to all the other hats that they wear. I think that's huge. Also, recently, during that, in 2009, during the economic downturn, the National Alliance for Caregiving and Evercare stated that one in five family caregivers had to move into the same home with their loved ones to cut expenses. So clearly, caregiving is a huge, huge issue. And we will be right back. Thank you so much for joining us. When we get back, we will continue our conversation with Patrick Toll, owner of Caregiver Cruises, who is discussing caregiver burnout on 1360 WCHL. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today on 1360 WCHL with Patrick Toll, owner of Caregiver Cruises, and we have been talking about caregiver burnout. And Patrick just finished mentioning how rich we are in resources in this area with for caregivers and for older adult services. And he's going to talk to us a little bit more about resources that we can access that will be listed on the chapelboro.com website after today's show.
Oh, that's right, Nicole. We do have a wealth of resources, not just national resources, but local resources as well. Some of the ones that will be listed on the website, which are local, are the Duke Family Support Program at Duke University. The director is Lisa Gwyther. Lisa has been the director for many years, and it's actually the oldest family support program of all the family support programs at Duke. They have a newsletter that is online now, but you can also subscribe to it as a resident of North Carolina. The staff at Duke Family Support Program is engaged in cutting-edge study of home-based stress management programs for adults right now, caring for parents, husbands or wives with Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias. Let's see. The Guiding Lights Caregiver Support Center serves Durham and Orange Counties, Wake, Durham, and Orange Counties. And then there's the Center for Volunteer Caregiving, which is in Cary and serves Wake County. It provides in-home connections, transportation to appointments, and caregiver support to residents of Wake County. All these services are provided free of charge. The Institute on Aging, if you look at their website, quite often they'll have research articles on caregiver stress and caregiver burnout. They also host a North Carolina Conference on Aging. And there's Project Compassion in Chapel Hill, and I actually was on one of their caregiver support panels at one time. This is a nonprofit organization based in Chapel Hill, and it creates basically a community group which helps provide care for a loved one or maybe someone who doesn't have family in the area. But it's actual care team that's created within the community. And one thing that some people may not know about is there is a Triangle Caregiver Conference every year, and the one in Raleigh is actually very well attended, so much so that next year on June 26th, we're going to have the first Triangle Caregiver Conference hosted in Durham at the Durham Convention Center, and that's June 26th. That's an excellent resource, and I hope that those of you in the area who are caregivers or friends of other caregivers will come and attend some of the information sessions and workshops at this event. It's an amazing event. And national resources, there are lots. If you are a person who really can't get out a lot, right, but you have internet access, mm-hmm, there's the Family Caregiver Alliance. They have state-by-state resources, and they even have internet support groups. They also have a state-to-state family care navigator, which provides information on North Carolina and all the other states. Today's Caregiver Magazine is another national resource, and they have an excellent website which also lists support groups and information in remote and rural areas of North Carolina as well as other states.
Great.
Dr. Amy Dupree is going to be the speaker on our next caregiver cruise, and she actually was on faculty at UNC Chapel Hill. She now resides in Canada, but she's a facilitator, coach, and an expert in aging, retirement, and caregiving. And then, let's see, I guess that's about it.
Wonderful. So there's lots and lots of things that people can find. And
sure,
we will have all of these resources listed on the chapelbarrow.com website. Thank you so much for joining us today, Patrick. And again, Patrick is from Caregiver Cruises. And thank you so much for joining us on 1360 WCHN.
Thank you, Nicole.
Talk to you again soon.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Homewatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL.